Okay, good evening. So actually tonight, I want to go the opposite way. We usually go through the sugya and then we end up in the halacha, but tonight I want to start with the halacha, go into the sugya, and then we're going to come back. The first siman in Shulchan Aruch, if anyone wants chilek gimel, Mishnah Berurah, it's in Reish Mem Beis in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says as follows. This is all Hilchos Shabbos starts right over here. Even if a person's needy, dependent on other people, even if you have very little, you gotta push yourself to honor the Shabbos. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that the main mitzvah, this is unbelievable, listen to this Mishnah Berurah. It's a bare halacha here. It's unbelievable. When you're talking about honoring Shabbos, you know, we take things for granted like this. And the Iker mitzvah of honoring Shabbos, nisparish lano ayyidei neviim. The neviim say that you have to be honored against the Shabbos. Torah says, v'karasa l'shabbos oneg. We call Shabbos oneg. To delight in the Shabbos. V'yesh poiskim. There are poiskim. The Shar Tzion quotes the Ramban in Parshas Emor. When's Parshas Emor?
2 weeks time.
Right, 2 weeks time. Ramban and Parshas Emor that holds Oinig Shabbos is Ikor Minatarsa, it's a mitzvah deraisa. Shah Shabbos, who Michlal Mikroy Kodesh, and Shabbos is Mikroy Kodesh, says of Yom Shvi, Shabbos, Shabbos Mikroy Kodesh. The Ramban holds its deraisa. And it says Mikroy Kodesh is you have to make Kana Shabbos Lechabdo and to sanctify and to honor Shabbos, Biksus Nikio, clean clothes. You have to eat and drink and enjoy Shabbos. The Shar Tzion says that the Chinuch holds it Derabanan, but he says, nevertheless, it's very Chamar Mo'id. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah then says. That the Chazal Hifligu Mo'id, our sages, and we'll see the Gemara shortly, really extol, really praise, really stress this mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos. Why? The Chohama Aneg Yetz HaShabbos, anybody who delights and honors the Shabbos, but really delights in the Shabbos, enjoys the Shabbos, nice and low, this is what the Gemara says, Nachala, it gives them an inheritance, B'lim Mitzar, without any boundaries. V'nitzel Mishubin Malchus, and will be saved from the subjugation of the nation's world. V'zoicha avarzeh l'ashiris. And the Gemara says also you get ashiris. V'ayin sham, see the Gemara, which we'll see shortly. Kama mamara mezeh. V'nei begeder mitzvah zu. This mitzvah of Oinik Shabbos, Chavetz Chaim says, the three levels. And again, the Gemara we'll see shortly. We'll elaborate on this. Had amru d'tzarech la'ango b'dogim g'dolim. Some say you gotta have big fish, you know, big fish, in those days a delicacy. Rosh Shumin, heads of garlic, tafshel shel trodin, and dishes of beets. All of this, says the Chavetz Chaim, which is a machol chashev bezanem. These were considered very chashev machols. It wasn't just a cheap whiskey. It wasn't the cheap cakes. It was the good stuff. It was, you know, beef, you know, delicacies. In their days, oneg lefimin astam. Most people enjoy meat and wine and delicacies. Therefore, we'll see that today really you should have meat, wine, and delicacies. The Chavetz Chaim says. Number two is had the amru dafil davar muat. Even if you do a little bit, let's say you have a little bit something for special for covered Shabbos, you don't have to go big. Even something small. For example, Kasa de Harasna was a dish in those days that had like small fish which were fried in its own oil, and they would add some other stuff into like bread or stuff off also. Or the third level, so the first is to buy fancy stuff, splurge on Shabbos, put the money on Shabbos. Number two is to even small things. And number three is, Rabbi Akiva says, Asa Shabbat Chol, that's Tarkbis, make Shabbos Chol, don't spend this for Shabbos, and don't come on and asking Tzedakah for people to spend for Shabbos. says the Chafetz Chaim, the chiluk ko'elu hama'amarim hu be'ofen. So how do you understand it? Do you spend a lot of money? Do you lavish money on the Shabbos, buying the most expensive stuff, buying fancy fishes, buying good cuts of meats, good lamb, chillin' bass, some good fish, right? Fancy chocolates and desserts, good whiskey. How much good bottle of whiskey costs? $150.
$100.
What?
$100.
$100. You could spend $300 though, right, on whiskey.
Easily. Spend $10,000.
Spend $10,000? Cut out of town.
No, you can spend more than $10,000.
Okay, fine. So let's say for a few $100 on whiskey, you can spend $100 by wine easily also, right? $500 by wine easily?
I'm sure some people do.
Raka maybe would do that, right? So you buy, does it mean spending like that, or does it mean just a little bit? You have a little bit extra. Or does it mean, like Rabbi Akiva says, make your Shabbos chol and don't start bothering people in order to go ahead and get it? So says the Chafetz Chaim, v'chilu kol hamamarim. The difference in all these three levels is, ha'im l'man de'efshalo. If you have a nice car, you live in a nice house, you go on nice vacations, ha'im l'man de'efshalo, sarich l'chadu k'vilchalt. You're obligated to spend the money according to your ability. Misha shah d'chu kolo b'yoser. And if it's really difficult for you, or it's really tight, you should have two suddas on Shabbos. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Don't push yourself for the third. And you don't even have to have kasa d'harasna. And if you have a little bit of money, you for sure have to get shalash shuddas. Then he talks about the chiyav of shalash shuddas, and really whether the gabayim should give you shalash shuddas. At the end, I'm going to skip to the end. He says a person should always try to at least have three meals and have a little extra for Onik Shabbos. How important is Onik Shabbos? Actually, the Ber Halacha, the Chavetz Chaim, has a clear on the side over here. This is how poor, we don't live in poverty today. By us, we're always in the first level. Anyone in America, almost everyone, is really obligated. People who go on vacations and have new cars every few years and stuff like that, really are largely obligated to spend good money on Shabbos. And we'll see exactly, do you get paid back or not? What does that mean? Meaning, would you buy a $10,000 bottle of whiskey ever?
Hopefully one day I'll be able to.
Would you buy a $400 bottle of whiskey?
Probably not. No.
$200 bottle of whiskey?
Okay.
All right. So, but whatever you would buy for a nice occasion for weekday, really should buy for Shabbos, right? If you would get something for the weekday, if you'd have a good party, right? If you'd have your boss over, if you have your boss over, what would you serve your boss? Is she still there?
Yeah, she's still there.
She's worth $160 million already. Not yet.
$180 million.
Yeah. Right. So what would you serve her, right? That's what you should go ahead and do, really, for Shabbos. So but those days they were poor, and really it could be that they were tight. So this is Ber Lacha. Ber Lacha wants to know, let's say very little money. And a worker comes to ask you for, they did a job for you. They worked, by the way, listen up, Shiran. A worker works for you, and they ask you, pay them for their day work. Now, and I'm not talking about contract. Stuff also, you're in small business. We're not talking about contracts over here. If a person, you hire a worker, mechuyev to pay him that day. I mean, if you sign a contract with monthly payments, then that's what you have to do. If it's a weekly, weekly. But without that, the assumption is you do a job, you get paid for the job. He says you finish that day. He says if you finish it the day before, we're not talking about, because there it's a different halacha about the shah, not to delay paying him. It's like you're obligated to pay the guy. He says, if you're a Torah scholar, it's a Chil Hashem, you have to do that first. But if it's a guy coming to you for that day to pay him, Nira Ditzarech Litnim La Poel, he says, if you have the choice between Oneg Shabbos, not talking about bread, we're talking about getting a little extra for Shabbos, or paying your worker, in that case, you have to pay a worker, because of Biyomo Titin Scharo, to pay your worker on the day, Velo Tavo Alav Shabbos, you have to pay him that day before the sun sets. Oh, Al Yedezeh, even though you're not going to have enough for Onik Shabbos. Or, even better, maybe you can convince him to wait to get paid in order that you can pay for your Shabbos things. To do it. Why should this come first? Because paying your work is midiraisa, and oneg Shabbos is only midivrei Kabbalah to Nevi'im. His eye, the Ramban holds it's diraisa. He says, but there it's an ase and a lo sase, and an ase can't be pushed away. An ase lo sase. But what do you see here? I mean, you see how serious oneg Shabbos is, right? The Chafetz Chaim is clearing, weighing out what's a big violation to spend extra on Shabbos. Okay? Or to go ahead and pay your worker, which is a mitzvah deraisa of Yom HaTitan Lo, they have to pay the worker on the day. So you see how serious owning Shabbos is. Like, we think, oh, I buy a little thing. We're mamash makayim, a serious mitzvah. You go to Pars, and you buy cake. You don't eat cake during the week, and you buy cake for Shabbos. You got a serious mitzvah. Maybe deraisa, according to Ramban, according to others, it's a mitzvah derabbanan from the Nevi'im with a tremendous prachas. What does the Gemara say? So the Gemara, which the Mishnah Berurah mentioned in passage, is the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yud Ches 118. Kuf Yud Ches. It's the second line from the bottom on Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. It's actually there's an article right in front of you, by the way. There's one right there. Should be other Gemaras if anyone wants to go on Shabbos. The Gemara says as follows, so the second line from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Yossi, the name Rabbi Yossi, call Ma'anagas HaShabbos, anyone who is Ma'anagas HaShabbos, who addicts the Shabbos and delights in the Shabbos. Delights, you think you're making yourself happy, you delight in the Shabbos. Listen to what the Gemara says. No solo nachalo b'li mitzarmi. God will give you a boundaries without limits. Shneamar, as this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, as tis aneg al Hashem, you'll be mis aneg al Hashem v'kerevticha abamasi aretz. I'll put you on the heights of the land. V'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, and I will feed you the nachala, the inheritance of Yaakov, your father. Lo ka'avraham shekasubo, not like Avraham, which was the blessing was limited. It says kuma hasalach baris la'arka. Right, which is go walk on the land, the Archa Ularachva, for the length and the width of the land, which is, the land is limited. The Archa Ularachva, it's limited, right? We wouldn't have to worry about the boundaries of Israel today if a guy would have said, go keep walking, you know. It was this land, right? You know, it's this land, so the land is limited. It's a bracha, but it's a limited land. It's not, the land was not going out to India. It wasn't going out to South Africa. It's a, right, so Avram's bracha, albeit in quality, is great, but in quantity, it's limited. It's quantified. V'lo ki Yitzchak, and not like Yitzchak, shekasev ki lecha lezerecha etes kar tzakel. And Yitzchak says, we're going to give it to you and your descendants this land. Like Yaakov. Where Hashem tell Yaakov? Right, ooh, it's not a popular nigga, maybe we're strictly a singer, Uferatzta, right? Uferatzta, are we going to spread out? So to Yaakov, Avram Yaakov, it's this land, you get this. To Yaakov, what does Hashem say? Uferatzta, Yama, Vekema, right, west and east, Tzafona, north and south, and Egba, you're going to be everywhere, to Yaakov. Yaakov was a boundless bracha. You're Ma'anig B'Shabbos, you have Enig Shabbos, you enjoy Shabbos, you can have a bracha b'li mitzvah without any boundaries. Like Yaakov Avinu, nothing, again, okay, you can't sit in a room and not work, whatever, you can't expect the month to fall for you, but you do your job, you'll have balanced bracha. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, where's Nachman Bar Yitzchak Rosh Shiran? Who's his Rebbe?
Rebbe is Rabbi
Nasi. Who's the Nasi?
Rebbe, no?
No, not Rebbe. Who was Nachman Bar Yitzchak's Rebbe? Rava. He was Rava's Tamamuva. Next to after Pumbadisa, after Rava, right? So Nachman Bar Yitzchak says, a person who's Ma'anik and Shabbos needs some Shubit Galias will be saved from the Shibir of Galias. Ksiv Halka v'hakachticha b'masi art. So there I will place you on the heights of the land. V'ksiv Hasam, it's the Pasuk in Dvar, at the end of Dvarim. V'ata b'mosim v'tzidrach, he'll crush your enemies. So you will be saved from being ruled over by enemies. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav. Ma'anagas HaShabbos. No Slav Lo Mishalas Libo. Hashem will give you what you want, Shnei Arvis, Anag Al Hashem. You enjoy with Hashem, the Yitech Lakha, Mishalas Libacha. That's a pasuk into them. Oneg Zeh, Eni Odeh. I know what Oneg is doing. Kshu Oyim Ever Karas La Shabbos Oneg. When it says the Karas La Shabbos Oneg, so then we know it's Oneg Shabbos. Bemema Ango? How do we honor the Shabbos? Rav Yehuda Brei Derav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rav Yehuda, who was the son of Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas, says that in the name of Rav, you can have Taf Shal Shal Trad, and I get this beet dish, which was very exquisite in those days, or Dagim Gedolim, big fish, Rosh Hashuman, heads of garlic. Rav Chir Bar Ashi says, even a little bit. So again, the Chafetz Chaim said that was the fancy stuff, if you can afford it. The next opinion is Rav Chir Bar Ashi, in the name of Rav, Davar Muat. Even do a small thing for a covered Shabbos, for Oynig Shabbos, you're Mekai in this mitzvah. Are is it Oynig? My, what's a small thing? Amar of Papa, Kasa Darasna. Darasana. So if you do have this fried fish, that's enough. So it's clear the Gemara says if you do have Oynig Shabbos, you come Friday night, you have a special dish, you have, you know, ice cream, you have some soup, you have fish, and you buy something special for Shabbos. You mekayim a mitzvah in a Torah, which gives tremendous, according to Ramban, according to others, it's Medivrei Kabbalah, which gives tremendous bracha. There's an unbelievable Maharsha. The Maharsha in the back says as follows. A couple of Maharshas. Maharsha says, no sinlal, nach lebli mitzvah. God will give you for Onik Shabbos a boundless, without boundaries, kasa the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef on the Torah in this siman, Reshwan Beis, that we just said, he brings down, actually he doesn't say it, but he's quoting the Maria Buav. Okay? So the Beis Yosef quotes the Maria Buav. It's Mida Kreyamut Mida. It's Mida Kreyamida. You know why God will give you tremendous amounts? Mida Kreyamida. Kishem Shu Mefazer Maos Belishir. You spend a lot of money. You start spending money on Shabbos Kodesh. We're not going to do this today because it's a little bit of a different sugya. But Hillel and Shabbos, the whole week will be Hillel and Shabbos. The whole week will be we're looking to spend money for Shabbos. You go ahead and a mole once upon a time. You know Machan Yehuda. You're Machan Yehuda ever? You're Machan Yehuda, right? So you go once upon a time. The people go to the market every Friday. They look for the best fish, the best cookies, the best cakes, the best ragalach. There's different ragalach. You got the best ragalach. Right? Machan get 50,000 of ragalach, right? Chalva.
Different types.
Maybe your type of chalva. I've never liked chalva, but maybe if you find me a good chalva, I'll like it. Right? So you live for shot and you look to about. So what says the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Cairo, quoting the Maria Abuha, which the Marshad's quoting? It's mida kenege mida. You spend money on Shabbos, you're not worried about spending on Shabbos. God will repay you. You spend on Hashem, Hashem repays you. Right? You're cheap with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Listen up, you're going to get married in a month, 6 weeks.
Is that Hashem?
Yeah, don't be cheap. You're cheap. You're going to be cheap on your kala, and when you're married, you're going to lose out. Something that's important, you spend money on, right? You don't.
Not that Hashem gives a pranasa, and then we spend it for something that's Kodesh? Is that not the midah?
So, but why on Shabbos? So we're gonna, there's something to that. I mean, Asra Tasri is given by Meister's concept. That's all true. But here he's saying that it's Besev Vasharis. Oh, that's right. That's one thing. But then he said, like, it's Oidi Shlomar. That's how he's saying that you God gives it to you and you're spending. So Shabbos gives it back to you. As known, the Chavetz Chaim, in general, whenever we talk about Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, B'Manik Shabbos said Shabbos is the core of bracha. It was wanted to say that Shabbos is a source of brachas, particularly Shabbos. Because you can spend a lot of mitzvahs, right? You buy the nicest talis, to give the nicest lulav and esser, you don't get this bracha. You spend even the nicest tefillin, you're not going to get this. Is it Kelev and Veru? But you don't get this bracha b'li mitzvahim. Means you don't see that if you buy tefillin, which is more mahudr, God gives you back more. You wear tefillin every day. It's a mitzvah in a Torah. You don't see that. Now you see that it's certainly a mila. It's certainly it's a hider mitzvah. But you don't see this bracha b'li mitzvahim by tefillin.
So funny, if you look here at the rest of the mitzvah, because we said that the rest of the mitzvah you have a limit. You're supposed to do like a third for hider mitzvah here. You don't have
Right. So by we learned that by sukkah is that there's a limit to hiddur mitzvah, how much you should spend if you're parnas. So good, very good. So there's another thing he says then. For oyeshama to owning Shabbos, enjoying Shabbos, is no geel adavar ruchani. It's connected to your extra neshama. Lezakas ba liom shikula Shabbos. They ain't like geder makom. There's no geder. There's no geder of your neshama. Your neshama can get bigger and bigger, right? It's connected to your neshama. So too says the Marsha, kach schar onagul ain't no gather. There's no gather. It's a makom she'ain shir. He says, that's why it says afterwards, but Yaakov faratz that you should go out, not like Av Mitzak. Then in the next Marsha, he says, onag, he says, we didn't know, the Gemara asks, what's the onag we're talking about? They get this bracha. And the Gemara answers, it was Oneg Shabbos. So what's the Marsha says, what's the Kasha here? Why? What was the Gemara asking what the Oneg is? The Marsha says, so Delo Matzino, where do you see anywhere that a Jew all of a sudden lives it up? Enjoy, delight, you know. We're very, you know, you have to take what you need, but to go extra, eat better. It's a mitzvah to push yourself to little enjoy. Like if you need, listen, you know, I've mentioned this before, but Victor Miller's Zatzal, I saw a person who was a little bit depressed, he'd offer some cake, some chocolate, good mood, you need to enjoy, but there's like, you push yourself to have more than you need. you wouldn't eat red meat, you wouldn't have beef, you wouldn't have duck, you wouldn't eat the kugel, I mean, but here for Shabbos, you're going to eat it. Here you're going to look to have something special, you're going to have it. So he says, where do you find to get you go for luxuries? But by Shabbos. The Karas Shabbos Oneg. Says, that's why it says that you can Mishalas Libo. Metam Shemefazer Agam. Shlotizer Tzarech HaBepeh. Even if it says, what do you mean Mishalas Libo? Even if you don't ask for it, Hashem will give it back to you. Now, what does that mean? Says the Marshal. Listen to what he says. What does it mean that Hashem will give you Mishalas Libo? Even if you don't ask God? Says the Marshal. Kmosha Kasav Hakol Ktsuvin Mirash Hashanah, as the Gemara says that everything is decreed on Rosh Hashanah and your chutz except for the expenses of Shabbos Yom Kippur and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he says you'll get back because everything is decreed on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah Yom Tov except for expenses of Shabbos and Yom Tov. Says the Marsha, you know what? Hashem will give you Mishalas Libecha. You don't even have to ask your money back. Automatically, it comes back for you. Automatically, it comes back for you. It's a remarkable thing. Says the Marsha, that's what it means. Hashem will give you Mishalas Libecha. You will get paid back for what you spent. So, what does that mean, by the way? Because it's Shabbos and Yom Tov. Could I go to a hotel for Pesach? You know what it costs a person a nice hotel for Pesach? So, you know, can I have a big Mishpacha? It's 10 grand a person. I could, like, literally have a 100k Pesach. Maybe you should enjoy, you know? Can I go to a hotel for Pesach? What do you think, Shiran? That's Pesach. How about I buy the $10,000 bottle of whiskey?
So far, does it give good of food? Did it say food per se? Or just something
honest? Oh, fine. So even better. You know, could you your wife wears a shetel?
Yeah.
Why? You're Sephardi.
She doesn't listen to me.
Okay. It's okay. She's not a Rosh Hashanah. If she asked me, she'd wear a shaytul. Rav Avadya Yosef worked for a shaytul also. So, but how much does a shaytul cost?
A few thousand.
His wife says, you know, Shiran, I want a shaytul special for Shabbat. That's for you to understand. Special for Shabbos.
Yeah?
You can buy a $4,000 shaytul then?
Yeah.
What about if you're Hasidic? If you buy a shtraimel, how much does a shtraimel could cost? Also a few $1,000. Does that come off your expense? Is it paid for?
Shtraimel is only for Shabbos.
So Shtraimel is only for Shabbos. Yeah. They don't wear Shabbos Yom Tov. That's it. They don't wear it there.
Chor, yes.
How do you know that?
It says, so far we didn't put any limitation on it. Just...
So, but no, that's why I said Mishnah Berurah. We said, Rabbi Akiva said, make your Shabbos like a weekday and don't ask people for money. What if you don't have money?
Oh, but it's asking someone for money.
If God gives you boundless, if God's going to pay you back, what's the difference?
Because
that's taking a loan already. If you're using your own money, then...
So you're saying, if so, if you need your money, God can't pay you back if it's not your own money.
Why is it different than every other Shabbos? If you don't have money for Shabbos, you're not supposed to loan any money. You have a certain degree, a certain limit. If you have like a little bit, you're supposed to be the staff.
So,
loan any money you want. For
so you basically, you're saying you have to keep in your budget.
Yeah.
I can't go to the hotel for Pesach.
As long as it's your own money, then you don't have to be in this crack for other people.
So let's see what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara. It's the Gemara and Beitza. Gemara and Beitza, actually, just very briefly, it's right there, so I'll just say it out. You mentioned the Marsha said that the reason why, if a person has Oneg Shabbos, particular Shabbos, is because Shabbos is a Neshama Yesera, and the Neshama is boundless. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Tezayinim and Aleph, says, the Amar Bishum Elakish, Rish Lakish says, Neshama Yisera, Nosun HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'odim Erev Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person Neshama Yisera on Erev Shabbos. Ulamotzai Shabbos, Neitlen Esayimenu. And on Motzai Shabbos, it takes away from you. That's what it says, Shabbos Ba'yinafash, Kimash Shabbos, right, vay of the nefesh. Whoa, I lost my soul. The Rashi says, what does it mean in the Shema Yisera? Rechev lev l'menucha. You have a wider heart for menucha. V'lisimcha and tev simcha. V'lispesuach l'revacha. And you should be able to eat more. Not only is there a mitzvah, God makes your neshama more ingrained to be able to eat more and not to have any spiritual harm. If you're a glutton, it could take away. No, but your neshama, actually, it's expanded for this. The enav shakatsa love. And basically, like the Marsha said, here your neshama actually wants it. So it's boundless. So again, doesn't mean you have to eat with, you do gain weight on Shabbos. I know this, because empirically, I go on the scale sometimes Saturday night, and I see that gain weight. Right, you guys still gotta watch what you eat. You still have to eat, but it means you eat more, you enjoy more, you drink more, you fresh more, and God has given us some neshama yisera. Fine. The Gemara says as follows. The Gemara says, let's go. This is the last line of Tezvav Amibes. Asaf, you listening?
Yes, I'm listening.
I want to make sure you listen. Don't. I'm more interested in the couple of times. This is the Gemara over here. Tana Rav Chaflifa Achut Rav Nechazai. That Rav Chaflifa, who was a brother of Chazai, said it. Kol Mizunaisav. All Mizunaisav. Rashi says, Kol Masha Asid, anything that person is Leshtaker B'Shana, to make in that year, Shinizo Misham, Katsavo. You're basically decreed what you're going to make this year. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean you don't have to work? It means, as follows, this is very interesting. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you could have 10 salaries you can make. And that's decreed. If you do this job, you'll make this money. But the permutations of your salary are decided. So obviously, it's still your job. If you don't do your job, or you still have to make decisions. Right? You have a client, but you're limited on what you can make. What's not in that limitation, right, is, we'll see in a second. And if it's essentially limited, he says you have to be careful not to spend too much money. Because you may be only making $140,000 this year, according to all scripts. You can have 10 scripts. If you pray, if you come to Shachris and Mincha Marv, you make 140. If you don't come to Shachris, you make 120. If you come to Shachris and Mincha and don't come to Marv, you make 130. If you're nice to your customers, you make 140. If you come to Shachris Mincha Marv and you're rude, you make 110. Whatever you're gonna say. But you're limited. There's a limit. What you there is a limit that's the Sarah Shana Yom Kippur. But what's not in that limit? Right?
Quality.
What?
The quality, maybe.
No. Well, that's no. Not the. I mean, there is idea which you just, by the way, you hit, that we're judged every day on how we enjoy the gzeras. The Gemara Shana says that. That's true. But what's not a limit is Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara says, "Kol mizunasav shel Adam, you're deciding Rosh Hashanah from Yom Kippur, except for the expenses of Shabbos and Yom Tov and your child's education." So if you make $140,000, God will say, plus you're going to get extra for Shabbos. And if you don't spend it, then you don't get it. And if you want to spend more on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you'll go ahead and get it. get
it. Education, is it not in the calculation as well? What? Extra?
Also, yeah, but I'm not discussing education right now. No, yeah, no, like, no. Yeah, yeah, that's what the Gemara says. So what about, so the Gemara says, Shabbos and Yom Tif, that you're, that, that you're, that, that's considered, Tosfos is Masha Shabbos. If you look at the Ritva says a remarkable thing. Ritva says, Malav Dafka Shabbos and Yom Tif, any mitzvah, who in the Kohot Tzashu Mitzvah, wherever you spend on mitzvahs, does not come in the account. Pretty unbelievable.
Right? Makes sense.
Well, it means if you, whatever you spend on a mitzvah, I once saw that there was a big tzaddik, his name was Shlomo Mitzvil. He brought down in his Gemara over here, Shabbos Yom Tov, you can even go to Meron, and it won't come here for Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is coming. Even going to Meron for Lag BaOmer, the expenses to get to Meron for Lag BaOmer, that's not decided, that's extra. You won't lose out. Even going to Meron. But I actually saw the tale of David Yosef, you know, put a letter in against going to Meron.
Yeah, he's continuing his father.
Yeah, he was all against going to Meron. But even going to Meron, which is Lamaisa, most...
There is a mitzvah conflict again with the Hidur mitzvah that you have a limit for
it. Yeah, it's the mitzvah is a bit so schwer. The Lamaisa, I'm going to put this over here. The Yushalmi and the Psikter of Kahana both bring their Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed is included. We spend on Rosh Chodesh and we spend on Chol HaMoed is included. I once saw one in his farm, it said Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky said that Chana can perm or not. So the most, this Ritva is a Chiddush. I just brought it down, you should know that Ritva says it.
But how can it, but it's a specific Gemara that says, it's talking about mitzvah, what's the limitation?
No, what do you mean? That's for Hidr mitzvah, but yeah. You're not going to lose out. So whatever, hold your question, because it's a good question, I want to get a little further. So, because I'll answer it. So that's what the Gemara says. Tosfos says, not that way, Tosfos is clear by Shabbos. It says Pirshuri, the Rebbe Dampier says, "I call Nafka Mikrai." Really, this Gemara is not from before, because the Gemara says earlier, "Lava Anai Upareya, borrow from me and I'll pay you back." Well, how are you borrowing and paying back? Vice dice, God's going to pay you back for what you did, right? That's what this Gemara is. Only by Shabbos. The Tosfos is clear, by the way. This is only Shabbos and Yom Tov. But borrow from me, and pay back. What does the Gemara say? Because if you ask me. If I read the Gemara, I can go to the hotel for Pesach, and it doesn't come out of my salary. Because my contract says I can go to hotels for Pesach, you pay me for that? No, that's a good, lots of big raise. That's a big raise, right? You know, it's a lot, a sack guilt. A lot, over, it could be 100K to go to the hotel for Pesach. Maybe if I already had it, you know, there's some trips or even more. You know, I can go to, I'm talking for my family, by the way, not for one person. You know, go to these hotels in Italy and Spain. It's all in Hashem's accounts. So the Gemara said also to Tosfos and Beis, remarkable Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan b'Shimon Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Says Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. Amar Makosh Baruch Hu liYisrael. Banai, my children, lavu alai v'kitshu kedushas hayom le'aminu bi v'ani pareah. Right, Kosh Baruch Hu says. Borrow for me for Kedusha Sayom to pay for Shabbos. Trust me and I'll pay you back. Trust me and I'll pay you back. Where is this based on? So the Gemara bases this on. It says, the Pasuk says in Nehemiah, Ki Chedvas Hashem Hu Mo'azchem. Right? That if you rejoice with Hashem, if you rejoice with Shabbos, that will strengthen you. So God says, or Hashem says, right? Borrow, literally borrow, and I'll pay you back. Right? Borrow and I'll pay you back. On this, Tosfos asks, "My high, how can this be?" He quotes a Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kof. Tosfos says, "Rabbi Akiva says, you heard Rabbi Akiva. Where's Rabbi Akiva Rosh Hashiva?" Alex, what's Rabbi Akiva about Rosh Hashiva? Where do you live?
Bubble?
Where? Bubble? Just three lessons you wrote.
No, you saw the Korban, actually.
Rabbi Akiva, where do you live?
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva. Tveria.
No?
No. Rabbi Shlokesh. Bnei Brak. Rabbi Akiva lives in Bnei Brak. Yeah.
Rabbi Akiva. He saw the destruction.
He didn't see the destruction, he saw after the destruction. Right, he's the generation of Bar Kokhba.
He was born before. And he was
well. He was a kid. Well, he did actually. Actually, back. He was a kid. He's actually in yeshiva when the destruction took place. How do we know that? Because he passed away in the common year 136. He was 120 years old. If we use the secular calendar, so he's born in the year 16. He was 40 years old when he went to yeshiva. Right. So, and how long was he in yeshiva for?
Oh, 24. Okay.
24 years, right? Yeah. So he was learning. He was in yeshiva. 12
and
12? 12 and 12, right? He was in yeshiva during when the second Beit HaMikdash was destroyed.
24 years?
24 years, right? It was a period.
24,000.
Sphero, there you go, Mamash, Asaf. Right, so here he is. Listen to this. Rabbi Akiva says in Pesachim, make Shabbos chol and don't ask people for money. So, what does it mean, borrow? Gemara says, borrow, God says, and I'll pay you back. Sounds like I could take a loan, right? What does it sound like? Borrow, and I'll pay you back.
Borrow for me one month.
Let's say trust me or something.
Or trust me. Says, trust us, ask us, it's a kasha. Ask a Shabbos l'chol, v'al tistarach l'brius, make Shabbos chol, and don't ask the brius. Hani mili, kishein l'fra. So, Rabbi Akiva is saying, don't come on to other people if you can't pay them back. But if you have money, right, if you're just not liquid, right, you have a car, you have a business, you're not going into it. Borrow, says Taisus, because you can pay them back. And the truth is, in the back, the Haggais Ashrei, Rabbi Saul Mikrems, Krems is a city in Austria, so Rabbi Saul Haggais Ashrei, on the Rosh, fleshes it out about. He says, actually, the Haggais Ashrei, his great grandson was a Truma Sadeshin, who I quoted on Pesach. So the Haggais Ashrei says, make Shabbos, ask Tyson's question. Rabbi Kiva is saying, don't take tzedakah to spend on Shabbos. Don't take tzedakah to spend on Shabbos. Right. Don't go ahead and take tzedakah and spend on Shabbos. Avahacha, with the Gemara here, God saying, borrow and I'll pay you back. Don't worry about it. Is mari sheyeshlo mashkanos kedei lefraya. You have collateral to pay back. Ve'ein lo mas, but you have no cash. L'chakamar, lavala, don't worry. I'll pay you. God says, you can take, borrow, and I'll pay back. Actually, the Meiri I saw says this is only talking about for Kiddush. If you don't have money for Kiddush, you're allowed to take money, for Kiddush. Not for sea bass, not for steak, not for $500 bottles of whiskey, and not, certainly not to go to hotels for Pesach. Not for your shetel. Sorry, Shiran.
Why do you have to go? We already have halacha that says you need to. Talks about having money for Kiddush and Chassidus. Why would it?
No, that's to take from. That's to take. That's because that's really going to be based on what the Gabbai stock has to give you. Anyways, the question is what you can borrow without worrying about being paid back. Of course, you got to take tzedakah, but what could you borrow and God says they pay you back? Right? So on that's what we're talking about. Lamaisa, the Gra here, the Vilna Gaon, on this Taisvas, he changes it. The Gra says, instead of Kishe'eno Lefraya, right, you can't pay, he says, Kishe'eno Mimila Lavos. Even if you don't have somebody to borrow from, don't worry. Go get money and I'll pay you back. Right? Says the Gra, you could even, push yourself more, farther and go ahead and do it. So on this, listen to the Mechaber. Going back, you have Reish Rambeis open, still open? So the Mechaber says, right after this, he said it's a tremendous mitzvah to honor the Shabbos. The Lo Amru, it's the Gemara in Pesachim only says, Asa Shabbat Chachol, make your Shabbos weekday, and don't ask bris elef misha shad chukolo biyoser. And therefore, you have to alkein sarach letzamsim b'shar yamim kedei lachabes haShabbos. You have to cut back on the regular days. Don't pull yourself back in order to honor the Shabbos properly. On this, the Chavetz Chaim says, "Umai reis is sifkar in gimel." This is exactly like Agayis Shri. Because she ain't lo mashkanas. You don't have a credit card. You don't have property. You don't have a lien. You don't have a house. With a little mashkan and yachal hasag. Do you love hachi? If not, this is not the case. Sarach lelavos. You should literally take a loan. Lelavos kedei shelo yevato mitzvos onig Shabbos. Chmo shamru chazal, as our sages tell us. Chazal Baruch says, borrow and I'll pay you back. The Ber Halacha even quotes the Magen Avraham, you should even borrow, which is a Yerushalmi, you should even borrow with interest, not from a Jew. Go to a bank, have a Shabbos fund, and take a loan with interest to be able to have Shabbos. If you, because if not, you have to do that. He brings down over here the Shart Zion, Din yachol lahazik b'mila lavos, tzarech lavos. If you are, even if you quotes it, the gra, that if you could borrow, right? Like he says, the gra means even what Tagash Ashriya is saying, right? That if you can borrow, you don't have mashkan, you don't have the money, but you can borrow the money according to the gra. The yiftach b'Hashem she'as remelo, right? Because Hashem promises to pay you back. What does that sound like? You can borrow, even if you don't know how you're going to pay the money back in this kind of case. You can't borrow for other things. But here, you can have a talk on Hashem says, you borrow for Shabbos, I'll pay you back. Now, Lamaisa, and then he quotes that Teresa Kim says, no, you should only borrow if you know how that you'll make money in the future to pay back. You cannot borrow if you don't know how you're going to pay it back. He says, the Teres Hakim says, according to the Gra, you're allowed to borrow for Shabbos. You're allowed to borrow for Shabbos, even though you have no idea how you're going to pay it back. You can have bitachon b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu that you will come back. The second opinion, he quotes the Teres Hakim, no way. You can borrow, even though you don't have the money today, and you don't have a mashkon, if you see sometime in the future, you'll be able to pay back. What's the limit? So I saw that Rav Steinman, Shlita, and Rav Yashav, Zatzal, Rav Scheinberg, Zatzal, they all say it's only what you would spend during the week. Means whatever you would spend normal. It's in your...
Standard.
According to your staff, right. According to your standards. Whatever it would be... So and that's really what the Mishnah Berurah says, Kasa Daharasna. Right, if you have a lot of money, you're anyways obligated to spend on Shabbos. But to be talking about Hashem to take a halva and to be paid back is only according to your standards. So if you would never spend that yourself, you can't rely on Hashem for that. But if you would want, in a normal circumstance, if you would buy $50 whiskey, is that okay? Normal? Could you live with that?
Or a little cheap, but maybe 100.
100. So if you normally buy 100. Just right now, not God forbid you, but you don't have the money. You don't have any. Your property is leaned. You're able to take a loan and say God will pay you back for that. Hashem will pay you back. But to go ahead and buy a $10,000 bottle of like of whiskey, they all say that is not what the Gemara is saying. So if you let's say that you a person lives has a lifestyle, and they always eat meat on Shabbos. Beef on Shabbos, they have flunkin, they have beef, and every Shabbos they get a good fish, every Shabbos they get a $40 bottle of wine. Just right now they're tight, and that costs a few hundred dollars. Don't worry, and I'll pay that you're allowed to take a loan. Get it back. Very important sidebar over here. I saw that the Chazon Ish says that this is only true. Now you have bitachon. If you believe in Chazal, it only works if you believe in Chazal. Yeah. I'll tell you, Maisa Shahaya. I was once with somebody, and it was a person was falsely accused, and actually that's what happened at the end, was falsely accused by a guy, and is a Shaila went to have a trial, and Chazal say one thing, you move it. So we went to I went with him, and we're by Bistrel Elia Weintraub. She's safe is over here. Bistrel Elia Weintraub lives in Bnei Brak, right next to Chaim Kanievsky, so that's all. Bistrel Elia Weintraub actually taught the Stipler Kabbalah. He was a holy Jew. He was an American. He was an American who made Aliyah to Israel in the 1950s. And he was a Chaim. He learned Bechavrusa with Rav Huttner as a young man. He was a really, really, I mean, so he says what he said to the person. He said, he's exactly this Chazanish. Following Chazal only works if you really believe it. Understand? If you really believe, it's not just bitachon in Hashem. You have to bitachon what the Gemara says, what Chazal says is true. That's what the Chazanish says. If you believe that you're not going to, if you buy something, you're going to get paid back, right? You know, my wife, I mentioned this last year, she has this class Thursday nights. She's class Thursday nights where they're learning Rav Pinkus on Shabbos. So Pinkus talks about, elaborates tremendously, by the way. If you ever want to get an appreciation for Shabbos, he's a book, Shabbos Malchasa. He elaborates all about Shabbos and Oneg Shabbos and Kavod Shabbos and Shmira Shabbos and keeping Shabbos. So he talks about this Gemara. He says, you should buy things and Hashem will pay you back. You should spend extra money on Shabbos. So Baruch Hashem, I don't have to borrow money. It's just priorities. Where am I going to put my money? Right? Where are we going to put our money? So I said, we might decide every week we're going to buy more special things for Shabbos. So she said, you're going to see, I'm going to buy this and I'll get the money back. My mom was like this. The next day, I think she was like, I think like an extra $20 on something. It's just like, she did, I'm going to buy this thing for Shabbos. It's like $20. The next day, she Google shops. You know, Kanaan Harvey in the big family. She went Google shopping. And she bought olive oil. And Google gave her an extra amount of olive oil. They doubled the order. And it was exactly $20, like the exact same amount. So she calls up. She said, whatever it was, safe. I don't know whatever company that sent it in the Google. You gave us extra. Said, oh, you can keep it. Exactly. Keep it. You know, we said that we're not going to take it. It was about like literally the same money. It was like, you know, within 24 hours, the exact same money she had spent. But she believed it. And she's right. She should believe what Chazal says. It's not just a joke. But said the Chazanish, all of this is only if you believe in a Chazal. And that's what the Shirat Tzatzias, the Gross says in 50 Botech Bashem. If you're Botech Bashem, you can even take a loan. Even if you don't know how you're going to pay it back.
So, Pashut, if you have money, if you have $100,000 set aside, if you believe you can spend $20,000 on Shabbos, going to
no, it would only, again, it would only what you would normally spend. If it would be your budget and you're normally spent, whatever you normally spend will come back.
On a weekday?
Whatever you would do for a nice meal, if it would be you paying for it, what you think is proper honor, that will come back to you.
But you're paying extra for Shabbos.
Extra, but normal. What you pay normally, according to your budget, what you would normally pay, that money will come back to you.
Well, as long as it's in your budget.
Yeah, what you would normally pay, exactly. Like you extend yourself a little. Kedai, by the way, but the point is here, if you had a good guest, you know, $35 a bottle of wine, But it's every Shabbos. I spend $35 bottle of wine every Shabbos. Okay, you know. So for some people, an $80 bottle of wine. So $80 bottle of wine every Shabbos. You should spend it. If that's what you would normally spend, you'll get it back. It's not going to go anywhere. It's free.
Even if it's not going to go back, so what?
You're a tzaddik.
I'm saying, enjoy it. You know.
But you have to realize it's not in this thing. Hashem says. You're right, by the way. But there is a budget. You better to show me your wife, kids, you know. Yeah, it adds up. You have meat for one person is one thing. You have meat for you know, Kanaidahara, you'll have 12 tribes. It's a lot of, it's, you know, starting up. This is in the Cheshbon. It says that the Chazanish, as long as you have bitachon in it.
I mean, how can you parse out your betachin? You have betachin in Hashem, but not in Chazal. I mean,
So how do you parse out your betachin? So you see it all the time. People believe in Hashem, but they're on the job, and there's a little gray area, right? And whether it's compromise in business and choshen mishpat, or it's you have to flatter the person who's intermarried, or whatever it is, you know, you have to be done on practical things is often much harder, right? You know, wearing there are good Jews who I know would be uncomfortable to daven in the airport. Or at work because it could hurt their job. Everybody, they're not bad people, good people. Just you're uncomfortable. If you'll be talking, don't worry about this. I'm not talking about people who don't care about anything. I'm talking about people who are responsible individuals. But you know, you'll be talking that you know you're not going to lose anything by not working on Shabbos. And not even talking about business, not doing anything, all these type of things, right? There's levels of talking. So on this, do you really believe Chazal say that even if you spend money, it's going to come back to you? And you'll spend the $80 every week. Because really, you could afford $80. So you'll spend it every single week. And that's what you would spend normally. That will come back to you. Or according to the Gra, even if you don't have money, you're allowed to take a loan. Again, in America, this is so far from us. But not that long ago, 100 years ago, this was a reality for many, many Jews. You know, in the European countries, in the Arab countries, the Jews there lived in poverty. Many of them, yeah.
If you're obligated to a mitzvah, and you cannot get hurt by doing a mitzvah.
Shomer mitzvah, lo yeda davara. But doesn't mean you're not... That means if you do a mitzvah, it doesn't mean you get your money back. Right? If you decide to spend a $400 on an esrog, you got a big mitzvah. But you don't get your money back. If you may not have money to pay your electric bill that month. Let me tell you something. Rabbi Saul Salanter had a kiddush cup with a minimum share, because he lived simple. So if you're living in Israel or New York, or you know, and you're dependent on a very limited salary, and you spend $400 on an esrog, you may end up in trouble. And there are Jews who mess this up, by the way. Right? It's not talking about any mitzvah. Now, too much of the remember means if you do something which is intelligent. Right, if you do something which is reckless, there's no promise, right? According to the Ritzvah, by the way, right? It sounds according to the Ritzvah, you can get paid back. But again, the Chazal will tell you to really, truly believe that. Right? You have to be 100% believe that. And the Ritzvah is a das yachid. It's not brought on Shulchan Aruch that way. It's not, you know, it's not the Pashas of the Gemara's over here. So the Chot HaShani is Rav Nissim Karelitz, who is one of the big poskim in Israel. He asks the following question. And this is actually Nogea as well. He says, Mishiach l'troyach v'liknos tzarchi Shabbos yaisim izol. You can go farther away. There's a store, Costco. What's the closest Costco here?
Probably Coleman.
Coleman. You go to Costco, you can get your Shabbos stuff for cheaper. If you eat of a makam karov and the place that's closer, let's say Safeway. I'm just going to pick on Jewish stores rather than that. Safeway, it's more expensive. But you don't have time on Friday to go to Costco. And you want to get the product. Does the fact that you can get it cheaper farther away, which will be more free with your Shabbos, is that considered Hotzah Shabbos? In other words, does that consider you, and you spend more money because it's... You need to help your wife for Shabbos, get ready for Shabbos, and you want to get it, and you can still get it, you can get the same product for $10, which will cost you now $18. What about that extra $8? So he says, it's B'chlah Hotzah Shabbos, that you can even go to a place that's closer, which is more expensive, because it's a tircha to go farther away, says Rabbi Smikolitz. That's also Bechlal Hotzah Shabbos, right? That's also, you will get payback. You will not lose out by something. And you'll get all the bracha that the Gemara says. Well, what do you see here? That even the extra tircha comes in. What about clothes? What about the sheitel? It means, if you buy a wife a Shabbos sheitel, it would cost a few $1,000s. If you're a chassid needs a strimal. You know, in certain communities, that they want to wear a long frock or rekel on Shabbos, and not during the weekdays. Right? So, is that included in Shabbos expenses? So, I saw the Eishel Avram, the Buchacher, Ishlova Machacher. So he said, Machacher was about 160 years ago, 180 years ago. So he was a great Rav in Shulchan Aruch. He's actually in Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, it doesn't apply. He learned that this Gemara as only the basic of foods, and even there, it's only basic. That's the only thing you're guaranteed to be payback. Right? Your back doesn't go to excess, majorly excess. If you can afford it, maybe you'll get paid back, but in general, you have no haftachas. I saw that the Reuven of Ephraim, his name is Ephraim Greenblatt. I remember not the Greenblatt, he came a couple of times. With the Chalitza, he came from Memphis. Right? Remember not the Greenblatt? He's considered one of the best, biggest Baal Gittin. You know, so his, actually, it's his nephew, but his nephew's only a few years old. Ramnath is in his 90s. So Ephraim Greenblatt, who was a Rav in Memphis, and then lived in Yerushalayim. So he said, he asked this question to Rav Moshe Feinstein. Does the Gemara also mean clothes? If I spend money on clothes for Shabbos, so does that put that? Says, if you had a word with Beitza, Daft has Zayin, the Mezunoysev, Kitsuven, Chutzmotza Shabbos, the Yom Tov. That your yearly salary does not include Chutzah Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Yesh Lach Kor. So again, does this include your Shabbos clothes? Yesh Lach Kor. Iha Begalim Shal Shabbos. I saw that Shlomo Kluger, Zatzal, great Shlomo Kluger, says that your clothes on Shabbos is even more poor, is even more of an oneg than your food. Because everyone sees how you wear it, and it makes you feel good the whole Shabbos. Right? It's even more than your food.
In fact, we brought that when we learned on Shabbos. We started with, we have to dress.
It's more cover, but yeah, right. But it's all, cover means there's one is respect. You go to a meeting, you have to respect Shabbos. There's also oneg. You feel good, you look good. That's a psychological. Cover means you go to a wedding, you better look like dressed up for the wedding. If someone comes to your wedding, even in Israel, they dress up for the weddings a little bit.
Yeah. Put in jeans.
They wear jeans?
It's like Shabbos.
They wear jeans? Do they wear jeans to weddings?
That's fancy, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah,
that's fancy.
Maybe a black jeans special
one. Black jeans? I don't
know.
That's like a something.
Nobody goes with suits.
A long time.
Oh my goodness. I thought maybe Bibi wears suits all the time. Like, you know, there's no more Ben Gurion with the, you know. Yeah, right, so... So, okay, and that's just to take Israel out of the picture. Or you go to the Hasidim, they're for sure gonna wear Shabbos clothes to weddings. Right? They wear the shrimal to a wedding, actually. That's the other time they'd wear it. You don't go to somewhere respectful. If the same Israeli would go to jeans, I guarantee you if they'd be invited to the White House, they wouldn't go in jeans.
No, I don't think somebody
with the jeans to Khatuna. Huh?
Well,
who goes with the suits to
Khatuna? No,
where
did
they go?
The khaki
pants.
Do
they open
to go with
suits?
Okay, well, I don't get too after. So, the point is, clothes make the man. We have to talk about this on a little right? Is that you dress up, you go to somewhere it's appropriate. Even as you're saying, there's nicer jeans. Fine, nicer jeans. More kavod that you'd wear to stam on the street. So whatever it is, it's important. So he says, what about clothes? Is that considered in this Gemara? So again, just sum up right now. According to some, according to everyone, if you spend what you're supposed to spend, you get that money back, right? According to others, even if you don't even have the money, if you have bitachon, like the Gemara says, you can even take a loan and get it back. Now that doesn't mean you can spend more than your daily salary.
Wait, the bitachon goes only on the loan, or it goes on even if you have it?
Yeah, that's for sure true. But it means even if you don't have it, the Gross says you can take it. Right, you can spend.
Still, if you buy something from your money, you don't have bitachon. You just sell it for Shabbos. You
know? No. The way the Chazon Ish holds is that you will get as long if that bitachon the Chazal's true.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. That's true. But the question is, could you spend even more? Yeah. Right. That's already that you don't. Then you have. That's like the Gross type thing. That's levels of bitachon. Okay. So, but what you, if you spend what's normal, what's in you, you can even extend yourself a little bit. You take your wife out for a good dinner. Like, where would you go? If you go to Manhattan, right, where there's restaurants. It's interesting, in Manhattan, people, there's levels of restaurants. You can spend $30 on restaurants, for a dinner, you can spend $1,000 on a dinner in Manhattan at a restaurant for two people. You know, not $1,000, $700. It's literally $700 you can spend in a restaurant in Manhattan for two people. I can give you a few if you ever want to see where they are. All right.
Good stuff.
Frank Grove,
nice bottle of wine. You know what I'm saying? No, so I told this story when I was in New York. I ended up in a restaurant. We needed to take the kids. We went to this restaurant this on the east side of Manhattan. I was picking up my daughter from high school. It was like we thought it was some like you know kosher delight type place. We walk in and we made our you know reservation. It was all ambiance. We looked at the menu. It was like entree $78. I'm like with all my kids and they're starving. And we parked in Manhattan. You know how hard that is. I'm like, Hashem. I didn't realize what I got into. I'm not joking.
I'm like, I could spend much more on Shabbos.
Maybe I should, right? You know, it was like, I couldn't believe it. It was crazy. If I would have bought normal meals there, and the portions were so small, you can't even imagine. They were like chicken. Like, I'm like, I cut the piece of my kids. No, we'll get more. This is just to tide us over. I spent so much money on that tide over. I can't even tell you. It was crazy. So, no, you can spend a lot of money. What would you do? What's your budget? What's a nice dinner for you? What would be a nice. You take your wife out for dinner. It's your anniversary. What's nice? What's in your budget? You can extend it a little bit. That's what you should be spending on Shabbos, right? And you should know that it's going to come back to you. Well, what about your clothes? It's the same thing. With their clothes. So he said, he asked for his Rebbe is Rebbe Moshe Feinstein. He says, Dasiyas Big Day Shabbos, V'Yom Tov, HaMechlal Hotzah Shabbos, so actually maybe his father, I think he brings down that doing Big Day Shabbos Yom Tov, it's also Bechlal Shabbos Yom Tov, Kvosh HaKosav, it's Sarach, we know that you need to have special clothes for Shabbos. You need to have special clothes for Shabbos. Well, Big Day Yom Tov, it should be nicer, and then your Big Day Yom Tov is even nicer than Shabbos. Your Yom Tov clothes are supposed to even be a lot, and they, through that, you're Mekayim, Oneg Shabbos, and Yom Tov. Says that Rav Moshe Fine. Well, if God says, go out and do more, it's also in this gather, I believe it's not. You should do more. Now, the Gemara only says, talks about fruit, right? Because the Gemara said, this, the big fish, the trodden, all this, what I'll call upon him. What's nogea to all of us is, first of all, to appreciate the Oinig Shabbos, the tremendous mitzvah. It's such a mitzvah that the Be'er Halacha quotes, you know, maybe you should even, you know, versus paying your workers is a serious mitzvah to do. It's such a mitzvah that the Gemara says you get B'li Mitzvah, you stay from Shir Malchus, you get Shabbos Becha. But also you should know that if a person believes in Chazal, and a person believes in Shabbos, you don't lose out. You have to live within your means, but think about what would you take your wife to that restaurant in Manhattan, what you would do, and that's what you should be spending on your Shabbos. It means what's considered a chash of a meal, that should not be once a year, but should be every single Shabbos. And when you do that, not only will you be ma'anig in Shabbos, you won't lose a penny as well. Not only will you be zeicha to have the midah k'neged midah you spend for Shabbos, Hashem spends on you, you won't lose out as well. Not only will you not lose out, but you'll enjoy Shabbos and you'll gain maybe the blessing of Shabbos. Shkoda. And with the clothes as well, Shabbos.
So the clothes, yes, shalom.
Well, no. If your wife, according to this, if your wife, you would buy a, you would buy your wife the shaito the level you would buy your wife. You could buy her if she needs it for Shabbos. You can buy her for Shabbos.
I was in the cheshbon.
And you won't lose out. I mean, you can always buy it. Yeah.
I was in the cheshbon of Achnasas Orchim is separate from.
It's separate from Onik Shabbos.
So there's no guarantee, there's no promise, Chazal, that you're going to get your. So you buy what you would normally buy for yourself,
right?
But if you happen to invite 50 people,
that's the chara together mitzvah. For your family, it means you're given. This is what you're given. Your year in general. When you give a guy considers your family, he doesn't consider others. Especially, it's you know, if they're aniyim, so it's staka. Mm. For other people, it's chesed, but it's not Shabbos. It's chesed. So that's lechora. That's what it is. I'll look around. It's a good, really, it's a good question. But I never such a thing.
It's a very important practical question.
Yeah, you want to know if it's the same steak you buy, you would buy it like on the Shabbos when you buy it for your guests. Yeah, that's a good shayla, guy. I will look into that. I like the shayla. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach.